Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Lord, please lead me. Based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 2 and 3, let us see what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. What a powerful message from the Lord. I'm still trying to recover as I reflect on my own life and the words that came from my mouth in the past. Lord, have mercy on us. This message is very clear today. If we do not kill our carnal nature every single moment of every day, we're going to find it easy to lie about the sources of the messages that we share with God's people. If we do not allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our tongue, we are never going to speak the truth at all times. Today, here is a very serious warning to those of us Christians who like to use the word, "The Lord told me to tell you." Unless we know for sure that the Lord gave us a specific message for someone or for the church, God is warning us to be careful about making such a statement to others. I'm not sure if you realize that making such a statement is only considered truth if we know for sure that God has spoken to us. In Ezekiel chapter 13, God gave a similar warning to those persons who were given messages that did not come from him. Let us take a few minutes to reflect again on verses 2 and 3 to see what the Lord said. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own mouths, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. When we use the word woe, what does the Lord mean when he used that word woe? The Webster Revised Unabridged Dictionary defined the word woe as 1. Grief, sorrow, misery, heavy calamity. 2. A curse, a malediction. Do you see what the Lord said to those foolish prophets or those false prophets who were taking their own messages to the people of God? As far as God is concerned, we are deceitful when we take our own messages to God's people and tell them God gave us the message for them. Do you remember what the Lord said about lying lips? Proverbs 12 verse 22, lying lips are an abomination unto the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. When we bear false witness in this manner, we are breaking one of God's commandments. And God is not pleased with those who go around sharing their own ideas and telling us that God has given them this message. The only reason why some of us lie about the source of the message is because we have allowed our carnal nature to remain alive. However, if we mortify the deeds of the flesh and crucify our carnal nature, following the directives given by the Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20, we put ourselves in a position to always tell the truth. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, "These false prophets must be required to hear the word of the Lord. They took upon themselves to speak what concerned others as from God. Let them now hear what concerned themselves as from God. The prophet is directed to do, to discover their sin to them, and to convince them of that is, if possible, or thereby to prevent their proceeding any further by making manifest their folly upon them." 2 Timothy 3 verse 9. They are here called foolish prophets. Men that did not at all understand the business they pretended to make fools of a people, they made fools of themselves and put the greatest cheat upon their own souls. Let us see what is here laid to their charge. One, they pretended to have a commission from God, whereas He never sent them. They thrust themselves into the prophetic office without warrant from Him who is the Lord God of the holy prophets, which was a foolish thing. For how could they expect that God should own them in a work to which He never called them? They pretend to have instructions from God, whereas He never made Himself and His mind known to them. They followed their own spirit. They delivered that as a message from God, which was the product either of their own subtle invention to serve a turn for themselves or of their own crazed and heated imagination to give vent to a fancy. Note, since the devil is universally known to be the father of lies, those put the highest affront imaginable upon God who tell lies and then father them upon Him. But those that put God's character upon Satan in worshiping devils arrive at length at such a pitch of impiety as to put Satan's character upon God. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to surrender to the total control of the Holy Spirit so that He can lead us into the paths of righteousness. This is the only way the deceitful heart that we possess can be crucified with Christ. Let us pray. Father, what a word. What a message. Lord, help us to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, so we will never tell people, the Lord gave me a message, when we know deep in our hearts, God has never given us a message for them. What a word, Lord. What a word. What a word. Help us, Lord, today, we pray. To Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.